With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Maine's Democrat Secretary of State used her interpretation of the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment to remove former President Trump from the state's presidential primary ballot.
The decision by Secretary of State Shenna Bellows follows a ruling earlier this month by the Colorado Supreme Court that booted Donald Trump from the ballot in Colorado under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. That decision has been stayed until the U.S. Supreme Court decides whether Trump is barred by the Civil War era provision, which prohibits those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. The Trump campaign says it will appeal Bellows' decision, and Bellows suspended her ruling until that court system rules on that case. In the end, it's likely that the nation's highest court will have the final say on whether Trump appears on the ballot in Maine and in other states. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, the world population grew modestly this year.
The world population grew by 75 million people over the past year, and on New Year's Day it will stand at more than 8 billion people. That's according to figures released by the U.S. Census Bureau. The worldwide growth rate in the past year was just under 1%. At the start of 2024, 4.3 births and 2 deaths are expected worldwide every second. The growth rate for the United States in the past year was 0.53%, about half the worldwide figure. The U.S. added 1.7 million people and will have a population on New Year's Day of 335.8 million people. I'm Norman Hall.
Iranian media says 3 men and a woman were executed Friday. Several others sentenced to prison for allegedly having links with Israel's Mossad security service. Mizan, the news website affiliated with the country's judiciary, said the 4 were charged with kidnapping several Iranian security forces to extract intelligence information. This is SRN News. The demise of the United Methodist Church this year sped up.
Congregations began quitting the denomination over its embrace of the LGBT agenda back in 2019. About 2,000 had left by the start of 2023. But this year, more than 5,600 additional churches abandoned the UMC. There's a big meeting planned in 2024 to formally finalize the schism, but one wonders if it will even be necessary. Everybody who wants to leave may be gone by then. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Catholic bishops in a number of countries say they'll not implement the new Vatican policy allowing blessings for same-sex couples. Many are fiercely criticizing the policy, with one bishop describing it as a hidden evil. Some of the strongest responses are coming from bishops in Africa, home to 265 million Catholics, nearly a quarter of that church's membership. This is SRN News. A global banking giant is pledging nearly $5 million in funding to help combat human trafficking in New Mexico. The latest on the story from correspondent Ben Thomas.
The announcement comes 7 months after Deutsche Bank settled a lawsuit for $75 million that claimed the German lender should have seen evidence that the late Jeffrey Epstein engaged in sex trafficking when he was a client. A woman who alleged she was abused by Epstein asserted the bank chose profit over following the law. New Mexico's Attorney General Raul Torres is investigating several financial service companies and their role in what he says is a failure to identify sexual abuse and trafficking of underage girls at Epstein's ranch in Santa Fe County. Torres credits Deutsche Bank for recognizing its ongoing responsibility to help combat the problem. I'm Ben Thomas.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.